Just text me again.
All right, Justin Barsha, congratulations. What a day. 1-1 on the day. Get the overall win. Your comeback is complete at Yamaha. You didn't get third in the series. Is that important to you? Do you care about that?
I mean, I wanted to, okay. But I mean, it's not, you know, I did all I could do today to make that happen, and it didn't. So, no, it's not a deal breaker or anything. So, would have been nice, but is what it is. The 1-1 was definitely, you know, what I wanted. Yeah. That was better than the third overall in the championship to me.
I honestly felt like Unadilla might have been a 1-1 if you'd kept it online. You rode really great.
Yeah, we had a lot of good speed at Unadilla. Too many crashes, though. Yeah. And that's why I told the boys this morning, I'm like, fuck, it's raining. We got to win today because Unadilla, I blew it.
Track in the first second moto, what's the difference? Was there much of a difference?
Yeah, big difference. Got a main groove the second moto, and it was actually fun to ride. First moto was kind of just all over the place, swirling around. So yeah, the track came around pretty good from, you know, this morning to now.
Phil passed you in moto one. How mad were you?
Yeah, Phil's difficult to pass too. But yeah, luckily I lost my goggles too, so that wasn't good. So luckily I got him in the rollers quick and made it easy. But yeah, Phil got me.
And I don't know how much you knew of a gap you had on Roxen in that second moto, but dude, a rough couple of last laps. Yeah. What's going on?
I know. I just dumped it once, and then I came down the hill right after and dumped it down again, and it was like, all right, you're chill.
Then went off the track.
Yeah, went off the track as well. So that one lap was, like, disastrous. Could have lost it there. But I don't know. I had such a good flow the whole moto. Second last lap, I was a disaster. But luckily, I kind of got it together for the last lap.
You've always been a good mud rider. I mean, obviously, growing up in New York, that's a part of it. But what is it? Is it a little bit of a mental attitude too? You do ride like we rev the bike. We're very aggressive. So things that maybe wouldn't work in the mud, but they do for you, and they always have.
Yeah, it is crazy. I don't know. Like for some reason, when I ride in the mud, I don't rev it as much and I shift more, which is like weird, but it works like in the mud. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, this was the hardest race probably of the year, like, condition-wise. And then I go 1-1, and I'm like, dude, there's easier tracks where I should have did that. So, but, like, bike setup's not as big in the mud. And, like, I feel like our setting today was good. It was something a little new that, you know, I don't know. On the drier stuff, I've been searching a lot to find a comfortable setting. So, you know, in the off-season, that's what we're going to work on. But today, the setting's not as big of a deal in the mud.
How happy are you for winning this? I mean, a year ago, you're on a Monster Cup at the Honda. Yeah. You loop out off the snow. You don't loop out, but you crash off the start. Things are going. Millsaps gets hurt. You fill in. Like, seriously, what a comeback story! And you grab a win. You got to be absolutely stoked.
Yeah, it's great. I can't really ask for much better. You know, now I have a 2-year deal with Yamaha, and it's crazy. Going from no ride to never giving up and just trying my hardest and making the comeback. What a American dream, just living it.
What do you think you've learned in the time from the end of JGR, the end of the USGP, to now? What do you think you've learned?
I've definitely matured a lot. Mentally, with just racing in general, and the biggest thing, never give up, because I was close to calling it quits because I was just so over it.
For reals? Like, close? Yeah,
I was over it. Like, I didn't want to race anymore after the GP. It was like just miserable. But luckily I found a good woman by my side, and she very mentally helped me get through that situation, and never give up. That's the biggest thing, because if I would have gave up, I would have wouldn't have been here today.
Well, hey, nice work. 1-1, the dominant rider today, and Plessinger, so it's a blue crew. And so I thought I was blocked. I was blocked on Instagram. You just got to unblock me, but we're still okay.
No, we're really cool. Yeah, okay. Like, we're best friends.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's not go that far. But
you can go get ice cream after this. Yeah, I need to go into those block settings. Yeah, I was really mad at you back in the day. Yeah. I was like, he's not falling. No, done. But we're cool.
I get it, for sure. Yeah, but I feel like I should now be unblocked.
No, I agree.
I joined Blue Crew this week. I got a bike. I'm also Blue Crew like you. So, I mean, we're practically teammates.
We're teammates. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, we should be friends on Instagram.